Welcome to another edition of The Truth Hurts. I'm your host, Rick the Dick Donnelly. I gotta tell you what, today, what I'm gonna be talking about is just complete and utter ignorance. Something that definitely has taken the world by storm. It's definitely something that people are so drawn into and so sucked into that they spend countless hours, countless minutes, countless moments giving everything they can to be a part of this and continue it and make it something that people just can't stop being a part of. And what am I talking about today? What have I decided to bring up on The Truth Hurts? What kind of topic would I bring to you, the listeners? Well, I'm going to tell you something that's just really grinding my gears. It's pissing me the fuck off, and I've decided to bring it up on The Truth Hurts because it is the truth, and I like to expose the ignorance of people. And today, I'm going to be talking about dance moves. And not just dance moves in general. There's a specific term for dancing. There's a specific logic behind dancing. It's something that's been around forever. And the art of dance, it's something that... the art of dance itself, what dance started off and originated as, it was something specific, it had purpose, and it meant something. But today, in this day and age, all you have to do is come up with some retarded hand gesture, some awkward body movement, and you've got flocks of sheep coming to your YouTube page, coming to whatever site you decide to put this on. And it's gotten to the point where people are so fucking stupid and they get sucked into the most ridiculous things that they lose focus of what dance is. And maybe I'm being too critical here on what the object of dance is and what dance is, but more or less it just drives me complete bat shit crazy to think that people are so ignorant. I mean, let's talk about specifically right now some dance things that I have been caught up in hearing about. No matter where you go, water cooler talk, radio, you can't get away from these ignorant things. Gangnam Style. Now let's talk a minute about that. Everybody was so caught up in this Gangnam Style, just absolutely balls deep in what, to me, completely honestly, I actually took the time to look it up and watch it, and I have to say it was complete fucking ignorance. And sitting at 20 million views on their YouTube page, that 20 million people, think about 20 million people collectively. Let's say, I'm sure people have watched it more than once, but let's say 20 million people packed in one area. That's just outrageous. And to think that people could be so stupid and be so sucked into something like that, they're missing the complete whole other point of this. The guy who actually made this video and was a part of this video was an anti-American. He was involved with anti-American movements. The guy had spent years of his life talking down about the United States of America and how he couldn't stand us and was so against us. But then he sweeps in and 20 million people get sucked into this stupid video. I mean, it's just fucking retarded. And I tell you what, people sometimes, they should look more into what's going on instead of just being decisive on what everybody around them is into. So another video that I recently looked up in my dance crave epidemic because I've been hearing so much about it and decided to figure out what the fuck it was about was this whole twerking thing. Twerking? What the fuck is twerking? Twerking, I'm probably saying it wrong. It doesn't matter because it doesn't take away from the fact that it is goddamn ridiculous. And the fact that such a young kid made this what is so popular it backdates to what I talked about in previous episodes of The Truth Hurts. It's the slutty young nation of whores that are making this thing even worse, inspiring all these young kids to think that sexuality is a good way to dance or to get people's attention. It's making America even more fucked up than it is, and it's frying our already sex-driven youth to completely fall deeper into what is already worse and fucked up about the situation. But in that regard to the video and the dance, 167 million views. Wow. And I mean, you look at the Gangnam Style and what impact that did. But to go up to something more in America and a young kid who's promoting this, it makes it even more awkward. 167 million views. It's out of control, and it just goes to show that these stupid flash-in-the-pan dances that wow and amaze the general masses of ignorant people is just out of control. And I question sometimes what people have this much spare time where they can watch something so ignorant and get involved with something so ignorant and make it so popular. It just makes me question. Get a fucking hobby. I mean, you're listening to this right now, and that can be considered kind of a waste of time for some. But at the same time, Leesus is a hobby. Leesus is something I do in my spare time. And I'm not twerking my way into millions and millions of views. It's just stupid. But let's take you back a little even further. Dance craves and the plague and the sickness of what was this whole entire stupid dance crave epidemic. The Macarena. Now, anybody who's listening to this probably remembers the Macarena and what it was all about. It was just another one of those stupid flash-in-the-pan moments where everybody was behind a stupid dance maneuver and it for some reason decided to get really popular. But not as popular as the times we live in now with social media, Facebook, and Twitter and all that stuff. 14 million views on the Macarena. Now that's been around for a long time, so that's kind of surprising. But at the same time, it just goes to show that even back then and over time, people were still sucked in these ridiculous dance craves. And you're probably going to think Rick here, a stubborn ass, old, ignorant, sour person. And at times, I can be considered that, but at the same time, think about this for a second. Think about the whole idea of a dance maneuver, and think about what dancing means. And how ignorant it is that people get sucked into these stupid dance craves. And I didn't take the time to look up this one, but I heard about this a while back. And I never really decided to look this one up because I don't even really... I got to the point where, after looking up a Gangnam Style and a twerking thing, I decided to call it good. But so there's some other thing called the Harlem Shake. And I don't know if that's a dance. I don't know if that's a music song. But at the same time, I know that there was all over the news and all over all different times you would hear people doing their Harlem Shake videos. So I'm sure that's probably a dance video. And it just furthers the flash in the panness of this all. It lasts for 4 to 5 months, maybe even 6. You get your 15 minutes, you get your million views, you get your revenue from your ads, which is another thing that was completely... goes to show just how sucked in and product placement people are about these stupid dance videos. When I tried to watch the Gangnam Style and the twerking videos and even went back to the Macarena, I got so overwhelmed with ads that I found myself wanting to kill myself waiting to get these stupid ads to go by just so I could watch these videos to do this enough research to come on here and talk about this. It's just... it sucks. It sucks to think that people are so lost. And maybe there's a consideration factor that this is how people get past the busy work grind and people get past their day and try not to think about the things that have bogged them down. But at the same time, anybody who's listening to this, If you're smart enough to be listening to this, you probably aren't sucked in as much. But at the same time, you know people who are. And just think about this. If you are so easily wooed and can be sucked in by a flash-in-the-pan stupid dance, what else can be sucked in from you? What else can be taken? That's something to think about. It's something to question next time your friend decides to say, "Hey, I just saw this video and I thought you should check it out." Think about that. And as always, I'm Rick the Dick Donnelly. This episode of Truth Hurts danced around the topic of dance moves and ignorance. Just remember, truth hurts and I'm sorry.